Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
How you doing, Winston? My name's Max. I work with the Geek Squad. I was calling because I had a customer call and said that he has not heard from the delivery team. An FMS he scheduled for 7 a.m., so I was just trying to get, like, an update on the status of that.
Yes, sir. You have an FMS number for me?
Yes. It's going to be 751-802-18.
Okay, something going wrong with my system. Can I have that number again real quick?
Yes, 751-802-18.
Is it me?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to figure out if something going on with the with our network, our program, or it's just that it's not my whole page just went. I just used this. What is going on? Okay, so just give me a second while I figure out what's going on with the.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Yes, sir. Can I have the PO number?
The FMS number?
Or the PO number?
I don't have a PO number.
Oh,
I have
right.
An FMS number.
How about the telephone number?
Yeah, I got that. That's going to be 956-821-8831.
All right, get my computer in a second. Get that pulled up. I was about to ask about my computer, sir. Still early.
No worries.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yes,
I
sir.
I feel you, man.
Oh, it's just still waiting for your order to load and...
Yeah. These systems, man. Our systems sometimes take forever.
Mm. Is this order for Sidor
Yes.
Aurora? All right, let's see if we can get this order pulled up. Okay, I'm not totally sure why. Let me read some notes. Oh, no notes. Okay, well, what I'll do is go ahead and, get this notated, and I'm about to notate the order. What was your name?
My name is Max.
Max from Geek Squad.
Yeah, I work corporate, like LFPR or LPFR. I'm sorry.
Just gonna call you Best Buy rep.
Yeah, sounds good.
And she was already called and scheduled, but didn't nobody call and show up. Am I not correct?
Yeah, this is like the. I've been working with this client for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks now, if not more. And this has happened like three or four times for some reason, and we're not sure why. And then it happened. The system has them all scheduled with everything, product ready, just waiting for them to pick it up and take it to him and install it. And he hasn't received a call. And FMS, he's scheduled for 7 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that. But as I see, it's no service provider. Okay.
So even if he purchases another dishwasher, there's no one in that area to install them.
It should be. I'm not. I just noticed that that's what it, as an order, as I look deep into the order, it's just no provider. So I'm just gonna email this over and let them.
Who do you email it to? Do you have like an escalations department, or
Yes,
is there
sir, I
like
definitely do.
nice.
Sir, I'm getting you fully notated. I guarantee somebody should be reaching back out to the customer.
Awesome. Do you have a time, usually like a rough time frame on when that happens? 24 hours, 48 hours,
They
2
should reach
hours?
back out to him, sir, within the next couple of hours.
Perfect. Okay, good to go. Now, because they don't have a provider in the area, should I tell this gentleman that he should stop waiting at his house for his delivery because it's not going to happen?
Today, more than likely, it probably won't, but we'll
Okay.
get them scheduled with the next available date. If I'm not mistaken, I know my they'll get them scheduled for the next available as soon as possible.
Okay. And that will be someone from the XPO team that's aware of what's happening with this order.
Yes, sir. I'm just getting you fully notated. The fact that you said this has happened 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I think this is the, I want to say this might be the third time that it's happened. But without any explanation as to why, like that was kind of the problem we've run into, is that the system would it would reschedule somewhere, but there wasn't a call saying, hey, this is going on.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So what I'm doing now, yes, sir, I'm going to go ahead and email the situation on up. That way they'll be reaching back out. Is all that information currently correct that's on the order, sir?
Yes.
So the customer's telephone number, with the way we did access it, should be current in email. Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. I'm going to go ahead and email this up. They should be reaching back out, sir.
Awesome. And the department that you send this to, it's not Best Buy, is it?
No, sir.
Okay.
Well, yes, sir.
That would be.
Sir? What it would be?
Yes. So that, like, if you were to send this to like the large product fulfillment for appliances to Best Buy, it would literally go right back into my email box. And so I was just making sure it's not the LFPR support at Best Buy, is it?
Can't necessarily tell you which department it is. I know it's just the escalations that we're supposed to do.
Okay, good to go. I was just making sure that you weren't going to send it back to my, if you're like, I'm going to email the person and then you email me, I'm like, that wouldn't help. So, all right, good to go. Thank you so much. I will reach back out to the customer and let them know that you guys will contact him in a couple of hours.
All right, sir. Thank you for talking with XPO, sir. You enjoy your day.
Hey, you too. Thank you.